Hi, I'm Monica Hallan, and this is my podcast, Let's Talk Money. Every Friday, a new episode will drop that gives you a snapshot analysis of one money-related topic that has meaning in your life. And then I answer your money questions. My hope is to put you on the path to financial stability and freedom. So, let's talk money. Today, I'm going to talk to you about something you think you know really well, but probably don't know the length, breadth, and depth of the asset class called debt. The minute I say debt, you think of your home loan or your personal loan. But in finance, we call debt an asset class. These are assets that have a loan as an underlying asset. When you are a lender, you get interest as you do in a fixed deposit. When you are a borrower, you pay interest as you do in a home loan or a personal loan. So the core of the product is a loan. When you make a deposit with a bank, it treats it as a loan from you and needs to give a periodic return and then the principal back to you after an agreed upon time. Now in these products, two things are fixed: how much you will get back and when you will get back. Remember that you're loaning money to the bank or the bond issuer, and the interest is the price of this loan. Why is there a price of a loan? All right, three reasons. Because by not using it today, you have postponed consumption and you need to be compensated for that. That's factor one. Second, by pushing the use of, say, 1 lakh rupees 5 years later, you take the risk of the money losing value to inflation. You must be compensated for this loss. And third, by lending money, you also take the risk of the borrower not returning it, running away with your principal and not paying interest, of course, and you need to be compensated for this risk. So we call interest as the price of the loan. Have you ever wondered why government bonds pay the lowest interest? Because they are the safest. That is why a real estate company will have to offer interest rates on its corporate deposits that are much higher than a bank fixed deposit to get your money. They're offering a higher interest as a sweetener for the higher risk you take. You must remember this each time you're offered a company deposit or scheme that offers you a very high interest rate. The higher the return they promise, the higher is the risk. Even in a product you think is safe, like a company deposit, you should think about your bank fixed deposit rate as your benchmark or your measuring rod. Without a benchmark, there is no comparison of returns in finance. If somebody offers you a rate of interest that is much higher than a bank FD, understand that the risk of non-payment of both your investment and the interest on this deal is high. I will include your provident fund, public provident fund, all the small savings products, fixed deposits, corporate deposits, bonds of all kinds, under the broad heading of debt. Some of these products come with tax benefits and some do not. A simple Google search will show you the tax treatment of each of these products. Now, what is the role of debt products in your portfolio? The role is to provide money at short notice and to provide stability to your long-term investments. Debt products need to give you a degree of certainty that the money will be there when you want it. This is unlike equity, which is much more volatile. Prices go up and down on a daily basis. Debt products also make up the core of your long-term investments. For example, your EPF and PPF are the core of your retirement corpus. These are safe, tax-free, and provide that rock-solid core to the portfolio. So, why not put all your money into debt products? After all, we want to be certain that the money will be there in the future. The reason we don't put all our long-term money into debt is because we want the growth that only equity can give to the money. Debt products are good for stability, but not growth. On an average, debt products might give you between 5 to 8% return a year, and index equity funds give you between 10 to 14% a year long-term. But there's one more category of debt products that I've not mentioned, and these are debt mutual funds. There is a full episode waiting to be done on the different categories of debt funds that you can invest in, but that's for another time. And now on to questions. This week, I'm answering questions around this wonderful safe product called the PPF or the Public Provident Fund. May, what do we have this week?
So our first question comes in from Arvind Santosh. I'm currently seeking your insights on two endowment policies that I have. I'm a 31-year-old and one policy matures in 19 years with a return of approximately 8 lakhs, while the other matures in 29 years with a return of 10 lakhs. The monthly premiums are 1,500 and 1,000 respectively. Now that the 3-year lock-in period has passed, I'm contemplating surrendering them to invest in a PPF account. While I already have PF and NPS accounts, I lack a PPF. I've invested roughly 1 lakh so far, and surrendering the policies would yield around 35,000. This investment doesn't contribute to my tax saving under Section 80C because I've already maxed out my deductions with PF and home loan principal payments. My plan is to cancel the policies, invest the combined monthly premium of 2,500 in a PPF for the next 29 years, and put the surrender value of 35,000 towards a midterm goal. What do you think?
Arvind, it's such a difficult decision to take home a loss. Your 1 lakh of investment after 3 years is worth 35,000 in these insurance policies, which is why I always warn people to stay away from bundled insurance products because of these high costs. But Arvind, you seem to be on the path of taking a very sensible decision. But let's do some numbers first. I did a return calculation on your two endowment policies and found that the return rates are 5.5% and 5.2% a year when I use the numbers that you have given me. The current PPF return is 7.1% a year. Clearly, PPF is a better option long term. You're planning to move your monthly savings to PPF and keep the account going for 29 years. What you need to know is that PPF is a 15-year account and you can keep rolling it forward in blocks of 5 years each. You can keep contributing to the account and you can keep growing your money. So when I do the numbers with your current investment for 30 years, I get a corpus of 28.85 lakh in the PPF account if you just do what you're doing right now. There are two other advantages of the PPF account over the endowment policies. One, you can increase your monthly contribution whenever you want till you hit the annual limit of 1.5 lakh a year that forms the maximum amount an individual can invest in the PPF. Two, the product can continue much longer than the endowment policies you have. I like your idea of using the 35,000 rupees you will get back from your endowment policies for your short-term goals and then beginning fresh with a PPF account. But Arvind, remember to keep increasing your investments into it as your own salary keeps rising over time.
So the next question comes in from Lucknow. This is Pratik Srivastava who asks, I want to know if PPF with a 7.1% rate of compound interest is a better option compared to a decent performing mutual fund, which averages a 10 to 12% rate of interest. I'm planning to make this one of my investments, but I can't decide which one to go with.
Always difficult questions, right? On choices. And Pratik, you cannot compare a PPF account with an equity fund. They are two different asset classes. The public provident fund is part of your debt allocation, and an equity mutual fund is part of your equity allocation. And you cannot compare between the two in terms of returns. Remember that the role of debt is to give you secure, steady returns, and the PPF is one of the best products we have to give us long-term tax-free returns. But an equity mutual fund is a tool to build long-term wealth. So let's do some numbers. A 7.1% PPF account in which you invest 1 lakh a year for 20 years gives you a final corpus of 41.44 lakh. We are assuming that the interest stays at 7.1, but this interest can go up and down. But for the purpose of this experiment, we've taken 7.1%. An index fund has given a long-term return rate of about 12% a year. If I use that number and invest 1 lakh rupees for 20 years, this gives me a final corpus of 72 lakh. So the difference is between 41.44 lakh and 72 lakh in the two products that you are comparing. In terms of return, a long-term index fund is a very good tool for wealth creation. But I like a mix of both safety and return. So here is what you do. Divide in half what you plan to invest, put half in PPF for stability and security, and the other half in an index fund on the Sensex or Nifty 50. If you can choose active funds or work with a planner, then you can of course target a higher return. What you need is a consistent fund that performs well over the long term. I'd advise you to read my book, Let's Talk Mutual Funds, to understand choosing funds better should you want to go down the active road.
Next, we have Vaishnavi Rath from Bhuvaneshwar. She says, I love your podcast and I'm learning so much from your very simple explanations. I wanted to check if it's too late to open a PPF account. I'm 44 years old and I have not done much in terms of financial planning. I'm married and I work as a school teacher. And I heard about the PPF from your podcast and I wanted to know if this is a good product for me.
Vaishnavi, thank you so much for appreciating the pod. A lot of effort goes into it, not just me, but the entire production team. So it makes us feel really happy when listeners like you tell us that you love the pod. So thank you. So at 44, it's not too late to begin investing. You have another 15 years of working at least. And remember, the PPF has a minimum tenure of 15 years. So right product. But let's go over the basic details of a PPF account. This is a government-guaranteed deposit scheme, which has a 15-year lock-in. The interest is announced by the government periodically and is currently 7.1%. But there was a time that the interest on the PPF was 12%. But remember, that was also the time when inflation was 14%. It is important to remember that the PPF interest will reflect the inflation and interest rate regime of the current period. The PPF return rate will rise if RBI raises rates and it'll fall when it lowers its policy rates. The thing about PPF which is very attractive is the lot of tax benefits that it carries. Your annual contribution comes under the Section 80C benefit. You get a deduction of up to 1.5 lakh if you invest in the PPF. The interest you earn is tax-free. And unlike a bank deposit, which gets taxed, the final corpus that you get in your hand is also tax-free. PPF is what we finance nerds call an EEE product. It's exempt on tax at every stage of the investment. I treat it like a gift of the government to the middle class, which some people are not using. At the completion of 15 years, you can roll the account forward in blocks of 5 years and continue to contribute and earn interest on it. Let's look at some numbers. If you invest just 5,000 rupees a month or 60,000 a year, then in 15 years at the current 7.1%, you get a final corpus of 15.2 lakh rupees. Roll over for 10 years. And at the age of 64, you will have 38.5 lakh just in this one product. You can also increase your contribution up to a limit of 1.5 lakh a year. It's a great product for safe, long-term retirement corpus building. Go for it. And that's a wrap for today. I enjoy answering your money questions. Remember, I don't look at individual portfolios. I don't recommend products. Look upon this space as a place to ask strategy questions, doubts, and just basic things that you might not understand. Each time you have a good money outcome, I feel that I have won. To make sure that you don't miss an episode, press follow and help your friends get money smart by sharing a link with them. You can reach out to me at mailme@monicahullan.com. That's Monica with a K. Tag my social media handles @MonicaHullan. And finally, remember that you should have money and money should not have you. So let's talk money again soon. Bye.
Let's Talk Money is hosted by Monica Hallan. This is a Made in India production. Creative Director, May Mariam Thomas. Project Manager, Sean Phantom. Head of Audio Production, Karthik Kulkarni. Producer, Meghna Gulati. Sound Editor, Lakshman Parasuram. Artwork Design by Alika Gupta.